Detective Cabin with Ventura County Sheriff's Office. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a minute to talk with me?
I do.
Okay. Do you know why I'm calling you?
I'm figuring it's from the shooting.
Yes. And I was hoping that you'd be able to tell me on that day and time, if you recall, what you happened to see.
I just happened to be in the parking lot. Coming out of the gym, I was talking to my friend Cheyenne.
Okay.
And we were looking in that direction of Carmen and over by the stop sign. And we just saw two people, running.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden we didn't see. And then we saw one. And then we heard the shots, which we actually thought, Cheyenne's like, those are fireworks. And I'm like, no, those are gunshots. So I heard probably it was like seven shots. I didn't hear any more, but I have no clue because the whole situation was kind of intense.
Okay.
And the last three shots, I actually saw the guy get hit, and then he went down. So we had no clue where the shots were coming from our angle. So,
could you see like anyone holding any weapons or anything like that?
No, it happened so quickly, and I was trying to like figure out. You're just trying to wrap my head around everything, and for like our safety, do we need to go? Do we need to run? Do we need to hide? Do we, type of thing. So I didn't see any weapons, but we heard the gunshot, and then I saw the guy go down.
Okay, how do you know?
In the street.
How do you know it was a guy?
Just short hair. I figured it was a guy the way his build was.
Okay.
I just assumed.
Can you just
didn't have long hair, so.
Didn't have long hair? Okay.
No.
So you're just based on the person's physical appearance, you're assuming that it was a guy, a male. Can you describe that person at all to me?
You know what? All I could tell it was a white male.
A white male, okay.
But I wasn't close enough to actually see, like, his actual
His
features.
Appearance, the way he looked.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Where were you in the parking lot? Do you recall? Like the general area?
I was close to the 24-hour gym, like right up front.
Right out front, 24-hour fitness gym. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're like walking towards the front doors of the gym, or
uh-huh.
are you parked like right in front of the doors, to the left of the doors, to the right of the doors?
Pretty close to the front of the doors.
So almost like.
But my car was my vehicle was facing Carmen.
Okay, and so you and Cheyenne.
That's why we were facing Carmen. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are standing in the parking lot, almost right in the middle of the parking lot, close to the front of the gym, and you guys are both standing, talking, looking towards Carmen, and that's when you see two people running. So. Can you tell me what direction they were running in?
To me, it looked like they were running like up Carmen, away from the freeway.
Up Carmen, away from the freeway. Okay. And then after you guys had witnessed this, then what happened? What did you do?
I told Cheyenne, I said, we need to get down. So I pulled her down, like down by my car.
Okay.
Until things kind of like settled down. I called 911. They said units were already en route and on scene, so then it made me... I figured if they're there that quick, then it must have been an officer involved.
Okay.
Usually doesn't happen that quick for an officer to be there in responding. By that, we're like, okay, I think things are calming down. There was units just everywhere.
Okay.
And then we were... We ended up kind of walking over there after everything was, like, settled down. It was very weird, very quiet.
Okay. Where did you walk to afterwards?
Up towards the street, up by the stop sign. By the gas station and, like, across from the gas station, right by that stop sign.
Okay.
On Carmen.
So you walked over to Carmen towards the gas station.
Yeah.
So would that be up on, not Daly, but the street north of Daly?
It's right on Carmen. It's like right when you pull out of the parking lot, you're gonna have the gas station, the USA gas station.
It was the USA right. gas station.
Yeah.
Okay, USA gas.
And then the bank is to the left, but we weren't. We were okay. right at that stop sign.
Okay.
Right by the USA gas station. So right where it happened.
Okay, and I know. Did you talk to anyone at that time?
No, they actually, I walked away because they made a phone call, and then Cheyenne came and told me saying that the deputies were wanting, they wanted to talk with us to see what we saw, and so to give a statement, and then so we stayed and waited around for the deputies to come take our statement.
Okay, did someone take your statement already?
I think her name was Cashmark.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you already provided a statement to her.
Okay. Yeah, that day.
Okay, and then at any time, did any paramedics talk to you or anyone come up to you and identify himself as a paramedic?
There was actually an off-duty paramedic from Hawaii that came up, and he went over there. He, like, approached Cheyenne and I because he was coming out of the gym.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, what just happened? I said there was a shooting and the guy's down. He's like, and the paramedics weren't there yet.
Okay.
So he offered to go over there.
When the guy came up and approached you, where were you guys?
We were in the parking lot by my car.
So you're still by your car. Did the guy happen to tell you his name?
No.
No, okay.
It all happened so quick.
Have you seen him at the gym since?
No, you know what? He was just in town because of the holiday.
Okay. And so he comes out and he kind of asks you guys what happens, and he tells you he's a paramedic, and then in conversation you guys find out he's from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened? Because I know you said he went over there?
Yeah, he went over to see if the deputies needed assistance, and that's when the paramedics ended up pulling up. So
okay.
And then he came back and he told us that the guy wasn't living anymore. So,
Did you happen to see him actually go over to where the deputy and the other man were, or no?
Yes, he did. He walked over there. I didn't see him do anything to the guy that was down, the suspect, but we did see him walk over and talk with some deputies. So, and right at that time, that's when the ambulance pulled up. So.
Okay.
It all happened really quick.
So this man walked over and actually talked to the deputies, though?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Like, I think he offered his assistance, and they said, no, the paramedics are on their way, so.
Okay. Okay.
But he didn't touch the guy or anything. He, like, he looked over and saw him on the ground.
Okay. But he didn't tell you his name, or do you recall what he looked like?
No, dark skin, good looking guy. He said he was in the military, but that was about it. He said he had family that lived in town, that's why he was there.
Okay.
Dark skin, dark hair, short haircut, I don't know.
Okay.
Like I said, it all happened so quick.
and
it doesn't happen here in Camarillo.
Is there anything else that you can recall from your memory, or is that... Is that it?
No, that's it.
Okay. So
I wish there was more help, but...
No, that's fine. And as you guys were in the parking lot, I know you said you're kind of looking in that direction, and you see two people going up Carmen. Could you tell it was a deputy and another person?
No, you know what? It seriously looked like it was two kids. Like, two... Like, I call them kids because I'm 39.
Okay.
So, it looked like two younger kids that were running, like running from something. And then we hear the shots. So, and like I said, at first we're like, oh, maybe it's fireworks. But then I'm like, no, that's gunshots.
Okay.
So.
And then you just saw the one person fall.
I saw the one person fall.
Okay.
And fell to the ground after I heard three shots. And then that was it. I called 911 right away, and like I said, they said they were already en route. So, and sure enough, they were. They
okay.
pulled right up. So.
And do you recall good night. Okay. And that's pretty much all you witnessed of the event. And then you guys walked over the corner and everybody was already there then.
Yes, everything was starting to get taped off, and so I knew it was safe to go over there. Nothing else was happening, so.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with me. But before we end our conversation, can I get your full name, please? To reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have do you have another phone number that you can be reached at?
No, that's it. We just use our cell phones. So.
Okay. And let's see here. Can I get your driver's license number?
I would have to go outside.
That's fine.
Please.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Can I get your home address, please? Awesome. Okay, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. And
of course.
Hopefully I won't have to call you back and bother you anymore, but thank you for giving me your statement.
Of course, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.